Marco, if a baby lasagna is the size of you, what is the size of an adult lasagna?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, there's a legend in history about a giant, so probably his size. He washed his feet in the river, so maybe size of Veljoje. He's like, I don't know how many meters tall, but Veljoje, Google it.
So we've got to Google this giant and we imagine it with your face, and that is adult lasagna.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Marco, we're going to find out all about you. You are listening to the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast. So Marco, also known to millions as Baby Lasagna, you're here in Malmö. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I've had a chance to visit the city, to walk around it. It's pretty, although I do mind the wind. It's constantly blowing.
But yeah, it is. It's windy.
Yeah, and that's the only force of nature that I don't like. It's like windy. I don't like wind. I have a headache and stuff. But jokes aside, I really like the food. The people are great and it's kind of quiet. I thought it was going to have a big city vibe, but it has a vibe of Umag, where I'm from, so definitely something.
In terms of the wind, I don't have to worry about it on my head, and neither do you, because your gel is like set in stone.
Yeah, it's too much. I think I'm happy to, when we finish this, I'm gonna wash my hair and put it the way I usually wear it.
So at the moment, what color is your hair? How would you describe that? Is that gray?
Yeah, I think it's gray, like darkish gray. It was purplish gray, I think. And the goal was to be white, and now it's just dark gray, whatever. But I like it, and people seem to like it. A color, at least. I don't know. They're not unanimously agreed upon this haircut. Somebody, you know, likes this, and others like the thing I had on Dora.
But this is the Eurovision aesthetic that you're going for. Now that we're here, this is what you've settled on.
No, not even the color. We're going to try a few things out and we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's starting to get frustrating because like you have a goal and you have an idea in mind, but then a lot of people start to comment on it and you become unsure. And that's a problem. That's something that I still struggle with. I don't know if that's the right word, but yeah.
Ultimately, you're you, so you do what you like to do.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing that guides me through this. You know, how would I describe it? When you're making a decision, that's what I'm guided with. You know, they're giving you opinions and whatever, but yeah, the star that guides me is that thought.
Keep your vision. Keep you, basically. You mentioned your hometown just then, Umag. Is that right?
Yeah, Umag. Yeah.
Is everybody there the biggest Baby Lasagna fan right now?
I don't like to call anyone a Baby Lasagna fan, but they do want me to take pictures for them, and they say hello when I'm in the bakery. They always give me something extra, or when I go into the post office, they let me cut the line, although I don't accept it because it would be rude to other people, but it has perks. Yeah.
What's the best Croatian baked pastry?
It's not Croatian, but it's Bosnian, I think, or Turkish with Bosnian burek.
I know burek.
So I think it's burek or pita sirnica, which is like the same thing, but with cheese in it. I think for me, it's that.
Anything with cheese just makes everything better. And I love the fact that they give you an extra one when you're in your hometown bakery.
Yeah, exactly. And yogurt, which is yogurt, right? It's the same. Goes really good with it. So yeah, burek.
How did your first rehearsal go? It looked great.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'm really satisfied, and I'm always worried about the vocals because I'm not the best singer. Like, there are monsters here and I need to compete with them. And it was always the thing that bugs me the most. It's my vocal performances. And when we got into the viewing room, I asked the audio guy, did you tune my vocals? And I was like, genuinely, maybe for the presentations you tune the vocals, although I know it's forbidden to use autotune. And he was like, no, that's just you. And I was really happy with that, and everything followed. Then it was easier to be happy with
the whole performance.
Yeah, exactly. It looked better because it sounded better. You know what I mean?
So you listened to yourself and you thought, I sound good.
Yeah, I didn't sing that good. There's no way that this is me. Like, did you tune vocals? It was like, no, that's you. So I was like, well, I guess it paid to all those vocal lessons after I took after Dora. And yeah.
Are you loving the buzz around you at the minute, especially because Croatia, I don't think it's come in the top 10 of Eurovision for a long time.
It's double-edged sword, so it's nice to be, I'm proud to be a Croatian representative that got us into top 10, or at least I hope we will get to top 10. But at the same time, I want to say to people, like, kon kalma, as we say in Croatia.
What is it? What's the phrase?
Kon kalma. At least I said it, so take it easy. There are a lot of good songs, a lot of good artists, and people in Croatia are already celebrating like we won, which is like totally wrong in my perspective. I'm not rushing into winning the Eurovision. I'm not even rushing in passing to the finals. So just step by step, let's take it easy. So that's the most thing that I don't support when I see people saying like Zagreb 2025, oh, we got this. No. It's like it's disrespectful to other artists, and it's not healthy mentality, I think.
I like the attitude because, again, you're just staying in your lane. You're just doing your thing and cutting out the noise from either side. And that's what you have to do when you're at Eurovision.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm trying because, I, as I said, I think I will give my best. And after that, it's out of my hands. You know, if I knew I gave my best, we have other artists, we have jury, which is looking for something. The crowd or the people are looking for something. All we can do actually is give our best, and whatever happens, happens.
Can we talk about your favorite thing in the world? Cats. Yeah. Cats are your favorite thing in the world, right?
Well, they are my favorite animals. And they're my like the big part of my life, or at least they became in the last 3 or 4 years, and especially now with Baby Lasagna. So actually, I didn't ever speak about this, but I was never a cat person. I was never a dog person or whatever. I didn't have any pets. And then I met Elisabetta, and she's my fiance. She had cats, and I was like, whatever, it's just cats. And slowly throughout the years, I was like, oh my God, these are the best animals ever. And I got madly in love with cats. And for the last 4 years, it's just been like part of my every day, like talking about cats and just cat memes and constantly just cats, 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 cats.
So who was Elisabetta's OG cats? What was the first one she had that you met?
Dimitri.
Was the very first one.
Yeah, the very first one. And but I didn't meet Dimitri. He died before I got...
R.I.P. Dimitri.
Yeah, R.I.P. Dimitri. And the OG cat is Stipe, the one-eyed cat in the music video. So, yeah, he's the OG, probably. And then afterwards, it's Branka and then Gertruda. And yeah, a lot of cats.
How many other cats do you have?
No, we have 3 cats, Branka, Gertruda, and Stipe. And we were just talking about it. In Malmo, we haven't seen a cat yet. We've seen
me neither.
So many ducks, so many rabbits. I don't know why there's so many rabbits.
I saw a rabbit this morning on my run and a duck having a sleep.
Yeah, it's like a fairy tale, but there's not a single cat. And we're like, oh, and then we tried to Google, are there any, like, you know, the coffee places, cat bars? Yeah, and we didn't find anything, and we're kind of missing our little feline friends.
So if anyone's listening to this right now and they're in Malmö and they know where a cat is, just DM you on Instagram and you can go and find them.
Yeah, please do. And there's also official email, so you can use it too. But yeah, we're missing actually our cats really, really much.
I love that you were never a cat person. Yeah. Until you met your partner, and now you are the king of cats.
Yeah, it's
what changed?
I don't know. I've never came into contact with cat. Like, all my friends had dogs, and I liked dogs, but not that much. It was just like, yeah, cool dog. Yeah, I like to pet him and play with it. But never had a chance like to live with a cat, to spend some time with a cat. And after I did, just fell in love. They're so like random and sassy, and I don't know. It's so strong of a personality in cats.
They choose you because you can't force them to sit on your lap or stroke them. If they want to be stroked, they'll come to you. That's what makes them so sassy and the opposite of dogs. It's like they're headstrong.
Yeah, there's a picture of me when I first visited my fiance in her home. I sat down and the cat sat in my lap, Stipe, and I never had the cat sit in my lap, and my legs were like crossed, and I was like, what do I do? What is this? Should I like, is he gonna scratch me or what is, and he didn't. He was like, I was like, oh my God, this is the best. And I feel like honored, you know, to be a chair for him.
That's good. A good purr. Can you do that again? That's good ASMR. That's really nice. I think we should just clip that and play that for the whole interview. Right. You know, if people want to like, you know, meditate, they just play that. So cats you love, and I love the fact that you've incorporated it into Eurovision and your performance as well.
Thank you so much. And while we're still on cats, there's something that I've been thinking about. I'm genuinely worried if we like cats too much. It's starting to borderline, in my opinion, like worshipping. Like,
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't know. For me, it's getting to be like obsessive, you know, like cats.
Also, I think you have to have something. You have to have a passion in your life. I don't know if you love any sports or anything, but, you know, it's good to have a passion about something rather than be bland and not like anything.
That's true, but you can't bow down to a sport. You know what I mean? I mean, you can, but not physically, maybe. I don't know. It's just a philosophical thought, but whatever. I'm just being random. Whatever.
What is your sport?
I've done a lot of martial arts, and my favorite is jiu-jitsu and kickboxing, and I've done that for a few years. And then when I had to move out of the big city back after college, back to my hometown, there was no like clubs anywhere to train, so unfortunately I had to stop.
Are you good though?
I don't know.
Do you have a black belt, which is the highest level?
No way. No. In jiu-jitsu, I just started jiu-jitsu, training it for 2 years, and I was like degree above white belt, which is not even a yellow belt. It's some kind of a strip you get on your white belt.
I see what you mean, like it's a little marker.
Yeah. Okay. Right, and that was it. But for a longer time I did kickboxing, and I got so much punches in my head that I had migraines and I had to stop. Like, it was just too much. I had the concussion so many times and it was just bad for my head, and I was like, why am I doing this to myself? Like, I'm not gonna be a fighter or anything. I don't need this. So
I'm gonna be a singer. Who is the, talking of heads, who is the drummer? What's their name with the bag on their head?
Mattia is the drummer. His name is Mattia, yeah.
And are you friends from a long time?
Yeah, but in Dora, it was my brother who was on drums. Yeah, but he has a band. He's like famous in Germany, and he has a tour during Eurovision, so he can join us. So Mattia had to replace him, and I know Mattia for like 10 years, but he's a young kid. So I met him when he was 8. He's now 18, so he's like still in high school.
So he's 18 now, but you think that you've only ever known him since he was a kid.
Yeah. Our mothers know each other, so yeah. But when I was 18, he was 8, you know. That's a big difference. And he was like in high school, and now he's going to perform in Eurovision. Imagine that. That's what it has to. It's crazy.
Have you had a lot of support from people messaging you about the meaning of the song? Because it is so personal to you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's personal in the sense that I've had a friend, my best friend, who had to leave our city and our town. It inspired me to write that song. And after it blew up the way it did, a lot of people from America, like Croatian people from America, from Ireland, from wherever, contacted me, said that the song is something that they can relate to, and it made them laugh and made them cry and made them emotional, and that's what music should do. And sometimes in all of this rush we have to do this and this and this, I forget about what's the main goal of music, and that's like give people something to relate to and just make a world a little bit better.
Yeah. And the video is so good.
Yeah, I think.
Is it some? Was your fiance involved with it?
Yeah, she did. So in Baby Lasagna, I always like to say that I'm just a baby. She's the lasagna. I do the music part and everything visuals is Elisabetta, except the performance Adora, and that's a teamwork. But yeah, all of the music videos, that's Elisabetta. All of the official photos is Elisabetta. All of the outfits is Elisabetta. And yeah, she's the big part of this project.
Is she a good cook? Can she make a lasagna?
Oh yeah, she's a really good cook, but she's more interested in Asian food. So she likes a lot of Asian food. And when she makes Italian food, it's not usually that much of a lasagna. But to be honest with you, I'm not that into a lasagna. Like, lasagna is okay. It's just fine. If I had to pick something that I like eating, it would be baby pizza or baby, I don't know, whatever. Lasagna, I eat it like 3 times a year.
Is this a revelation now? Have you said this to anybody?
I think I did, but in Croatia, I don't think I said it. Like, outside of Croatia, it's just, it's fine. I'll eat it.
Breaking news, baby lasagna thinks lasagna is fine. It's fine.
Just okay. Yeah.
It's your whole brand. Just fine.
Well, it sounded random. I needed a name, like, that sounds random. I think I did it. Everybody asked me about that name. It doesn't have to be something that I like.
So no one sent you lasagna recipes? They haven't sent you any lasagna in the post? They've not given you it as a dish?
Yeah, they gave it. So usually I ate like 3 times a year, like, lasagna. And since this blew up, every interviewer like brought me lasagna and stuff like that. So I ate, this year I ate lasagna like more than pizza, I think. But there were some really good lasagnas that they brought, yeah, with a twist or whatever, like veggie lasagna. Yeah.
You know what was for lunch for the crew at Eurovision today?
Lasagna.
I'm not joking. It was lasagna.
Oh, nice, nice.
I'm glad you're enjoying Eurovision.
Yeah, yeah. I'm also happy, and it still feels like I'm living somebody else's life. You know what I mean? It still doesn't feel. I still feel like an imposter, to be honest. Like, I don't belong here, but not in a bad way. But like, I didn't still get used to all of the things that are happening. It's just, I mean, it blew up overnight. Baby Lasagna is now 1 year old as a project. Like, maybe a few days ago it had birthday. So like, from zero to Eurovision stage, it's just absurd.
So Baby Lasagna was born around just before Eurovision 2023. When did you think, I might want to do that?
No, I never thought of it, to be honest with you. So the thing was that I sent, at that time when I sent my application for Dora, at the same time I sent a lot of job CVs, like for a job. And it was just one thing that I said. It was whatever, I'm not going to get a response. I looked at it. It was pretty easy to fill out. If it was any harder, I probably wouldn't. Just because I didn't believe it's going to do anything. But the guy who plays guitar, I don't know if you know that, I even have a picture of it. He was like, well, it's a cool song. Maybe you should apply it on Dora and don't go to Eurovision with it. I was like, yeah, fine, whatever. And then I forgot about it. And they contacted me like, somebody dropped out. Do you want to join Dora? And I was like, oh, well, sure, okay. So there was never like big master plan. The song wasn't written for Eurovision or for Dora or for anything. It was just all accidentally.
And when you were saying that you were filling out stuff for a CV, was that metaphorical or were you actually filling out applications for jobs?
No. Just before they contacted me that I got into Dora, I was basically just a step away from being employed as a copywriter for I don't know, some firm that does tourism. And yeah, it was the, like, final fantasy, like the last call, whatever you want to call it. I did few interviews with them. They were really happy with me. And then Dora thing blew up and they, hey, what are you going to do now? And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. And then when I won Dora, they just called me, hey, Mark, good luck with everything. And that's it. So,
wow, that's like, you know, the film Sliding Doors. There's a film with Gwyneth Paltrow. And it's like, in 1 second, she goes in one life. And in the parallel universe, she goes in another life. And it sounds similar to you, that, yeah, like, it could have been so different.
Yeah, because it was really something. I was pretty sad applying for that job, in a sense that I was like, okay, this is the end of my music career. It's not gonna happen like this, but it's gonna be gradual. I'm gonna focus more on job and life, and music is gonna slowly fade out of my life. And then in the last moment, this happened after, and it was hard for me since I'm doing music since I was 9 years old. So I was like always wanting it to be my job. And now all of a sudden I have to find another job. This is the first time that I, like, you know what I mean? And then this happened and it was like, okay, this is destiny or whatever you want to call it.
And now you're about to perform for your country in front of millions of people around the world on one of the biggest stages possible. Like, what a story.
Yeah, it's, imagine that. I was applying for a job and now we're talking of always like Croatia, Italy, Switzerland, Netherlands, like, you know, always in top five, top 10 conversations. So it's something, it's crazy. It's party.
I see what you did there. Boom, boom. Marco, it's been great to talk to you. Good luck. Baby Lasagna is well and truly here. Have a great time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.